Hello, welcome to Empower, my power, your power, our power. Our topic today, how to live a more meaningful life, the power of self-discovery and transformation, is all about empowering yourself with the knowledge and practice you need to change the direction of your life's journey inward, so that you can become truly at one with yourself. To help us to do that today, we have a very special guest, the lovely Arpita Bhandari, the founder of IKEAM Wellness, a life strategist and a spiritual mentor. But we all need one. Okay. IKEAM is a Mumbai-based holistic healing space. They facilitate multiple transformative and immersive workshops and one-on-one therapeutic sessions such as intuitive astrology, space cleansing, positive parenting, sound vibrational therapy, crystal body layouts, mindful meditations, amongst so many others. I'm personally very honored and excited to hear what Arpita has to say today and get started on this journey of self-awareness together. Welcome, Arpita. So lovely to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Meenakshi. It's lovely to be sharing this space with you. Thank you. And it's lovely to be with you.
Yes, and likewise. Thank you for taking the time out. I know you have back-to-back sessions.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. So before we start, can you tell us a little bit about your background and what inspired you to start IKEAM Wellness and become a life strategist and a spiritual mentor?
Sure. So the journey was very tough. I had a very traumatic childhood, which led into a very toxic marriage. And it went into a depression, and I started questioning my existence and my life. And I had a 10-year-old boy that time. And there was a lot of health issues that kind of showed up in my body. And I'm not those sorts who would like to go and get on a medication or go to the doctors. I like to heal myself.
Yeah, naturally.
Naturally, yeah, by reflecting. And I was always drawn towards spirituality. And that's when I started the journey. Now it's been 13 years, thanks to my son Arjit and the health issues that showed up in my body. And I took this journey and I've never looked back. It's been beautiful.
Okay, lovely. So I've heard in the past, and I'm just going a little off track, that sometimes your body with health issues is trying to tell you about things that may be troubling you, you know, on different levels. Maybe it's emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, they show up. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so when it starts showing on your body, it's when we store the imprints of the thoughts, the negative thoughts, and the emotions in our body. So over time, they manifest as what I call dis-ease, discomfort. Now that can be migraine, sinus, or even chronic diseases like cancer, heart attack. It's when there's just too much of suppression and repression in your subconscious and unconscious body.
Okay.
Mind.
Nice to know. I remember when I was very young and newly married, and I would get really stressed because it was, you know, a joint family. And there was nothing to get stressed about, but it was more like a new environment. And I would keep getting tummy issues. So I went to the doctor and he said, "You have irritable bowels." But it was really, I mean, by 20 even then. Later, it all got sorted. I think it was just stress or
nervousness.
Yes.
In the bowel, when you talk about the gut, it's the second brain.
Right.
It's when we feel immense fear, anxiety, right?
Yeah.
And it's bound to be so, right? If you're coming into a new environment, new people, and how we women are just meant to just get into a new space and adjust from the very first day, adapt into that environment. Yeah. This is bound to happen.
Especially if you're very young, you just don't have any coping mechanisms. You don't know anything, you know, so you just go with the
flow. We all taught that. I wish that was done at a very young age.
True.
And I'm glad now we are being able to do that with a lot of kids, actually.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So, can you discuss the importance of self-care and self-compassion in the journey of self-discovery and personal growth? Kind of goes with the flow with all things.
I tell every day, this is what I tell the clients coming to me. It's all about the self. If you cannot show up for yourself daily, if you cannot show self-love, self-care, self-nurture, and compassion towards yourself, we're honestly faking it outside. And what do I mean by we're faking it outside? We're constantly wanting to please others. We're constantly wanting to do for others. It's just out of insecurity, guilt, and shame.
Right.
if you really want to move on the path of spirituality and to live a joyful and meaningful life, it starts with you. You need to take the journey inward and you need to recognize yourself and connect with your own innate nature and potential.
Nice, very well put. So what advice would you give to someone who is just starting the journey of self-discovery and looking to make positive changes in their life? Is there a 3-simple-step program for beginners or a formula that would encourage people to start on this path?
There's only one formula that I have followed ever since I took on this journey is, I call it the pause, reflect, recognize, respond. What do I mean by pause, reflect, recognize, respond? When a situation, you're triggered in a situation, just take a pause, stop.
Right.
Just stop for a moment and step back. When I say reflect, just go within and start seeing that entire situation from a different lens, you know, with an objectivity. Because we're always looking at a situation only from our perspective.
Correct.
So become a witness to that situation and recognize the patterns, recognize the emotions that keep showing up again and again in your triggers. And by the time you do these 3 steps, you will be feeling much calmer in your energy. The response will be with a complete different shift. And the way you respond to that situation will be so much more calmer. It's not going to be a rich reaction. It's just going to be a simple response to that situation.
Correct. More action than reaction.
So action is different. Action usually comes when we are procrastinating. I use the word response for reaction.
Very reactive connotation.
Oh, yeah, it's a positive connotation. You're usually reacting, but when you calm down in your energy, when you reflect, you're responding, you're not reacting.
Correct. I think that's why they always say, like, you can't change other people, but you can change yourself.
You can
change your response to the situation.
Correct. You can only change yourself. You cannot change anyone else.
Absolutely. Okay, so can you walk us through the process of a self-discovery therapeutic session that you do with IQM Wellness?
So at IQM, we focus in aligning your mind, body, and spirit. When I say mind, it's when we work with the subconscious and the unconscious mind. What we are holding on to in the unconscious and subconscious minds, the patterns, the limiting beliefs, the past memories which have been traumatic, very hurtful. So that's when we are doing the counseling when it comes to mind. And body work is when we release the imprints and the emotions stored in your body, which, as I said earlier, over time manifest into disease. That we do with meditations. We actually curate and customize meditation based on the concern that the client has. And we also use crystal body layout and sound healing to release these imprints and emotions stored in your body, the negative emotions.
Okay. And what other kind of therapies or processes you follow that you'd like to talk about?
So the modalities, I have actually been certified for a lot of modalities. In 13 years, I'm a theta healer. I've done sound healing. I've done Western astrology. I've done crystal body layout. I've done parenting course. I've done multiple courses and modalities. But over time, I realized there's this one thing that I very, very strongly believe in: self-practice. It's been 13 years and I've been doing these certain practices every day of my life. I wake up in the morning and I begin my day with that. And through that, in my meditation, I was guided by the divine. I came up with my own concepts and techniques of how to guide people, how to help people to overcome their roadblocks.
Correct. So tell me, Arpita, what are some of the common challenges that you feel individuals face when embarking on a journey of self-discovery? And how do you help them overcome these challenges?
Not taking the responsibility of their own triggers, but blaming it on always the others. Yeah. So when they come to us, it's always, this one did that to me and that one did this to me. It's never about them.
Right.
So we start our journey by helping them recognize that's always about you. You need to take your own responsibility. You need to reflect within to recognize the patterns, the emotions that you hold on within you, which other people are actually mirroring. So it's always about taking up your own responsibility and not blaming the others. Because if there's a blame game to it, you're not going to see the change. You're not.
Right, there's no shift here.
You're not going to see that. So take on the journey. If you want to walk the path of healing yourself, it's all about you. going inward to recognize what you hold with it. And why do you think it's important, Arpita, and absolutely necessary to take help from a freshie? When you want to lose weight, and you want to go on a diet, you go to a nutritionist. When you want to get on a workout regime, you go to a personal trainer. When there is any ailment that has showed up in your body, you go to a doctor. Similarly, for your mental well-being, as easy as it sounds, people find it very difficult to take on this journey because we fear judgments, what people will think of us. It's been a taboo space for a very long time. So we say it's absolutely to go to a specialist in this space because they will handhold you and take on this journey. You know, Meenakshi, it's not as, you know, when we say that take this journey, inward journey, it's very difficult.
Right.
It's very difficult because there you feel you're alone, right? And the reason these triggers are taking place in your life is because you feel you're not understood, you're not respected, right? So when you take on this journey, you feel there's no one understanding me. And that's when this professional therapist is there to be your guide, be your confidant, right?
For it.
So just please go and take that help to discover yourself and to find your true self.
Well, fantastic. So tell me, Arpita, can you share a success story of someone who has worked with iKM Wellness and experienced transformative healing? This can obviously be someone.
Love you. I will share as many, but I will talk about this. A lady, a 65-year-old, she approached us and she was detected of thyroid. And I remember she asked me to come and meet with her doctor. And I said, you know what, doctor, can you just give me 1 month, please? Because the thyroid medication is lifelong, is what I know of. So he said, because she believed in naturally healing herself. And she was coming to us earlier for sessions. So he said, of course, you can take this time off. And then the only thing that I did was thyroid is connected to your throat chakra center. I focused on her throat chakra center. We did the healing work through the throat chakra center by giving her meditations, by counseling her. And after 1 month, when she did a test again, it was gone.
Amazing.
It was gone. So yeah, that was really, it was beautiful. And it was a revelation for us and for her. And the other case that I would like to talk about is that we had this person who had, there was a chronic case of claustrophobia, of severe anxiety and panic attacks. And she would travel 3 times in a month to Europe and US for a business trip. She handles this entire business into textiles. And she just couldn't travel. I remember that first, when this panic attack happened to her, she had actually stopped the plane and get off the plane.
Really,
really. And that's, this panic attack and this claustrophobia attack came back to her after 22 years. Of course, there was something happening. Triggers were happening in her environment. And through the modalities, through the techniques, the tools that we put her on to guided her being a confidant. And she's off that now. She's completely healed, taking these flights back from the US and to Europe. So there's a lot of mind and body work we do. So people say, you know, it's not about just putting yourself onto a medication because it's a temporary solution. It's about going to the root cause of it. So at AKM, what's special is any concern that you show up with, we don't work on the symptom. We work at the root of it and we eradicate it from the root, and that pattern never, ever shows up. And I can say that in my last 13 years, I've not even had one case where these patterns or these triggers have showed up.
And that's fantastic. That's really inspirational, you know, because,
thank you.
I mean, I'm definitely coming back to that. I don't know about Elrada. So I know that one of your partners at work, Jumana, is a friend of mine, and she was actually sharing a story about how her daughter's concentration and focus and discipline in life towards studies, especially in school, improved. And that's a topic very close to my heart because I have a son and, you know, I'm a very involved parent. So I would love to, you know, hear about any experience either for Jumana's daughter or any other that...
I'll tell you. So
how it would help children, you know, and teenagers.
One thing, just right. One thing, let's see. As parents, as loving as we are, we don't realize, you know, it's coming from the way we've been parented, right? And our own patterns and our own belief, limiting beliefs about parenting. The only 3 things that work with kids, and that's, I give that, I pour that on, is love, compassion, kindness, and understanding. When they come to me all I do is just listen. Everybody wants to be heard. And when I listen to them, and you know, the kids that come to me, I always tell them, I'm not your therapist. So I know you've been going to therapist, but I'm not your therapist. I'm your friend. Right. I'm here to just listen to you, just be there for you, and just walk this path with you. And when I do that, they're all yours.
Right.
Everything that I'm guiding them through, they're just all yours, and they're with me on this journey so beautifully. I just love kids. And that's exactly what
happened. How old is your son now?
18.
Okay, nice.
So I got divorced now 8 years back, and can you imagine I didn't put him onto any therapist? I was his therapist.
Yeah.
So it's...
you're the expert. You don't need to...
I must share this, Meenakshi, you know. People... when I started on this journey, because it's a very unique thing, I would like to share this. When we take on this journey, when we go and learn so many modalities, your family is very reluctant to come to you. They are reluctant because if she judged me, of course, she's going to see everything from her perspective. It's so beautiful. I actually started this journey only with my family coming to me, my immediate family, my sisters, my parents, my nephew, niece, my son, and then the extended family, and then it was the outside world.
Lewis.
And by the time when I had the outside world coming in, I had no judgments. There was complete discernment and the confidentiality, just keeping it within the four walls.
But that's why having a good support system is your base, right? It's the foundation of what you
grow. It's very tough. It's very tough because usually the journey starts from outside to inside. For me, it was inside to outside.
Right.
And I'm really blessed and grateful for that.
Fantastic. So thank you for sharing your personal experience. And last but not the least, I know we can go on and on. However, I'd love to pick your brain and find out what are the three most important learnings of your life after starting at Kyam Wellness, and how has this transformed you? I mean, you've mentioned a lot of things, but anything...
Yeah, but I would like to, again, come back to it. One is I begin my day with a gratitude prayer. And when I say gratitude, it's been, a lot of people have been saying, I start with gratitude, I end with gratitude all day, and just being so grateful. When I talk about being grateful, it's first being grateful to myself for who you are, however you are, for accepting yourself, for your mind, your fat, your thin, you feel your dark, your fair, just accepting your body for what it is and who you are. We can always keep progressing. So I actually start my gratitude prayer with me, again from inside to outside. And then it's my meditation, it's my chanting, it's my self-healing book. So 3 hours is just dedicated to my...
Wow, that's amazing.
Everything else can show up in life, but no. I start the day with taking this journey and working on myself. You know, people may be thinking that 13 years and she must be like, oh, she must be so resolved and she's so evolved. Trust me, that's not the case. Triggers will keep showing up in your life.
It's a constant journey.
It's constant journey till the day you die. I say, you know, always carry the board, work in progress. Work in progress. I every day reflect. The difference is when you take on this journey, the triggers could have lasted for a month, a week, and days. Now it's just for those few moments. Because the other thing that I do is when I feel triggered or when I feel I'm feeling intense emotions, I just pause. I reflect in that moment and I ask myself, why is this showing up? What am I feeling? It's me. That other person is just mirroring me. So let me just recognize and identify what I'm still holding on within me, what I'm still wanting to let go of, and I'm ready to let go of. That's the second thing that I do. And the third thing is always, always look at every situation in life with a different lens, with a different... See, you know, today we have our triggers with our kids, with our husband, with our in-laws, with our parents. They care the most for us.
Right.
It's sometimes, it's just that we just get into this, you know, victim mode or just go spiraling down, thinking that the worst has happened to us. And it's everything is just going wrong with us. It's not that. They are all here to support you. They're all here to love you. But it's just when you pause, reflect, and look at it from that perspective, change the lens. The world is a beautiful place to live in.
Yes, absolutely. So well said. And what a positive
thank you.
To our lovely chat.
Thank you
so much, Arpita.
Thank you.
Fine, Meenakshi. I'm sure our listeners are also feeling very enlightened and definitely coming to you, a lot of them, and hopefully encouraged to take the journey.
I would just say one thing. Don't fear the space. It's a very safe space. Just take that one step forward and there is so much that life has to give to you. And there are so many people to hold your hand. Don't hesitate, because when you are just stagnating yourself, you're stuck there, you are just letting go of so many opportunities and the abundance that can show into your lives.
So just open yourself to the universe.
Open.
Keep yourself in the receiving mode, right? That's how the Gen Z will know how to accept
and
it.
And the giving will come naturally then.
Absolutely. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, my lovely viewers and listeners, for tuning in. If you would like to contact Arpita at Aikyam, please go to aikyamwellness.com. And if you would like to get in touch with me for anything and everything, you know, follow me on Instagram, you know the account, and Facebook, Binakshi Kuwadikar. And feel free to email me anytime on empoweredbybinakshi@gmail.com. And until then, as always, as we say it, keep shining, keep smiling, have a safe and fantastic week, everyone, and don't forget to own it.